B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Gimel. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Gufa, Yom Tov Shechol Liyos Achar HaShabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov is on a Sunday, which means that Motzah Shabbos marks the end of Shabbos, which would need a Havdalah, and marks the start of Yom Tov, which demands a Kiddush, what do you do? You have to say Kiddush, you have to say Avdolah. We know that there's also a bracha of Hagofen. Whenever you make Avdolah or Kiddush, you make Hagofen. On Motzah Shabbos, we know there's a bracha of Neir. Make a bracha on the Boiri Mo'iri Ho'esh. And on a regular Motzah Shabbos, you've got Besomim. Over here, Besomim is not going to be mentioned, either, as Rashbam says, because the Neshama Yaseira of Shabbos doesn't leave us when Motzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, or how Tosfos says that the Neshama Yaseira of Shabbos does leave us, but the Yom Tov itself and the Simcha of Yom Tov and the Sudas Yom Tov stands in place of the Besomim to help us with the departure of the Neshama Yaseira. Either way, Besomim is not in the equation here, but we have these four brachas. We have the Yayin, which is the Hagofen. We have the bracha of Mo'ir, which is the Boire Moir Ha'esh. Then you have the bracha of Kiddush and the bracha of Havdalah. The question is the order. And we're going to have seven different opinions in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Gufa Yom Tov Shechol Liyos Achar HaShabbos. Rav Omar, Yayin, Kiddush, Neir, Havdalah. I mean, Rav's opinion, we're going to see that Rav and Shmuel, the first two opinions, they will be the most dominant ones. And the Rashbam here says that the truth is that this is really should be a regular Havdalah. But because it's Motzah Shabbos, but because it's also Yom Tov and Kiddush comes into the equation, Kiddush is going to do something to rearrange possibly the brachas. Rav says that you start with the bracha of Yayin. Because Todir v'she'enoi Todir, Todir Kaidim, the bracha you make the most often is the one that you make first. Then you make Kiddush. We'll soon see why, but Kiddush comes before Havdalah. And then Havdalah, what's left of Havdalah? Boire Moire Ha'esh, called Neir, and then Havdalah. Why does Rav say that the Kiddush is before Havdalah? Is because Rav says if you make Havdalah first, it looks like you're in a rush to get rid of Shabbos. So you first make Kiddush, and as Rashbam says that the Kiddush is odif of Havdalah, we prefer first to make Kiddush, and afterwards you make the bracha, which marks the Shabbos leaving us. Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel argues fundamentally with Rav. He agrees that you make the first bracha is Yayin, because it's the most often made bracha. Todir v'she'enoi todir, todir kodem. He then says you do Neir and Havdalah, and only afterwards Kiddush. That means the point of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is Kiddush before Havdalah, or is Kiddush after Havdalah? And Shmuel says that Kiddush is after Havdalah, because always when, we're going to see in the Gemara later, that there's a, when you have a king that's leaving, and a minister that's coming, you first greet the king on his way out, only then do you greet the minister on his way in. And that's Shmuel's opinion. Rabba Omar. Rabba says, Yayin first is wine. He agrees to Rav and Shmuel that wine is first. Todir v'she'enu todir, todir kodem. And then he says that Havdalah is before Kiddush, which seems to follow, which is what Shmuel says. However, he turns round the Havdalah and the Neir. Because in the same way as we saw with Rav, Rav says that you have the Neir is between Kiddush and Havdalah. So Rabba says we want to have Neir between the Kiddush and Havdalah. So according to Shmuel, for example, you have Havdalah immediately afterwards Kiddush. Rav says no. Rav says you have Kiddush and then Neir followed by Havdalah. We want to make a separation between the Neir and the Havdalah. And between the Kiddush and Havdalah, so Rabba says that you first make the Hagofen, and then you make Havdalah, because he follows Shmuel in that aspect, and then you have the Neir, and then you make the Kiddush. Levi Omar. Levi says, first is Kiddush. He holds like Rav that Kiddush is before Havdalah. And then you have the Neir, and then you have the Yayin, and then you have the Havdalah. Rav, for example, he says that the Yayin is first, and then you've got Kiddush, and then Neir, and only right at the end Havdalah. You hardly see that the wine, the bracha of the Yayin, is going on the Havdalah. Kiddush doesn't really need wine. If you don't have wine, you can make Kiddush on bread. You can't make Havdalah on bread. And there's such a large gap between them. So every Motzah Shabbos, where there's no Kiddush, even though the bracha of Neir is between, and Besomim is between the Yayin and Havdalah, it's okay. But here that you have Kiddush, we've got to put the Yayin, as the bracha of Yayin, as close to the Havdalah as possible. So that's why Levi says you first make Kiddush because Kiddush is before Havdalah, and then you make the bracha of the Neir, and then you make the bracha of Hagofen immediately before the Havdalah. Next opinion, Rabbanon Omri, Kiddush. First is Kiddush like Rav. Rav says that Kiddush is before Havdalah. And then you have the Yayin. In order to bring the Brach, even though Yayin is Todir, is more often, we want the Yayin to be closer to Havdalah. So we don't do it before Kiddush, we do it after the Kiddush. But we don't mind, according to Rabbanon, it's okay to have the Neir between the Yayin and the Havdalah. Marbarei de Ravina Omar. First you've got the Neir. Why? Because he says that first and foremost, the first thing that you have pleasure from a Motzah Shabbos is the Neir. Before anything else, you see the light. You want to make a bracha. So first is Neir. Afterwards is Kiddush, because he holds like Rav over Shmuel that Kiddush is before Havdalah. And then, however, he says that that you put in order that the Yayin should be close to the Havdalah, in order that the bracha of the Hagofen should be as close as possible to the Havdalah, you do the Yayin after Kiddush, before Havdalah. So first is Neir, it's the first thing you have pleasure from, then Kiddush, which is before Havdalah, and then Yayin, so the Yayin should be close to, should be close to Havdalah, and then Havdalah. Marto Oma Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua. Marto said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and he said, and according to the Giras of the Rashi and the Rashbam, it's first is the Neir. That's first and foremost. That, like we just saw now, that's the first thing you have pleasure from. And then you have Havdalah, because he follows Shmuel that says Havdalah is before Kiddush. And then you have the Yayin. In order to separate between the Havdalah and the Kiddush, you put the you say Hagofen. And then, and that way, it's not only to separate between the two, but that way it's clear that the bracha of the Hagofen is going also on Kiddush, also on Havdalah. So immediately after Havdalah, you say the Hagofen, and then you make Kiddush. You're putting the Yayin between the Kiddush and Havdalah to show that the wine, the bracha of the Yayin, is referring to both of them. Those are the opinions of in this topic of of the order of making Kiddush with Havdalah on Motzah Shabbos. Sholach le'avua de Shmuel le'Rebbe. Father of Shmuel sent to Rebbe, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us our master, Seida Havdalah Yisheich. What is the Seida of the Havdalahs, even though we've just seen a whole load of opinions now? That's why he asked him, teach us how to make Havdalah on Motzah Shabbos when it's Yom Tov with Kiddush. Sholach le'kachom Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yosi, Sh'oma Mishum Oviv. This is what was said in the name of Rabbi Yosi, the father of Rabbi Shmuel. Sh'omam Rishum Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, who said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Neir, and we saw this actually before already, that we had this opinion that Marta said in the name of Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, first Neir, and then Havdalah. Neir first is the one you benefit from first, then Havdalah, because he follows Shmuel that Havdalah is before Kiddush, and then Yayin, in order to say, show us that the wine is, the bracha of the Yayin is referring to the Havdalah as well as the Kiddush, and then Kiddush at the end. Omer B'Chananya, marshaled Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, this opinion of Reb Yeshua ben Chananya and Shmuel, who both say that Havdalah is before Kiddush, is a marshal, is analogous, or is, you can bring a parable to this from a story, Lemelech Sheyotza, a king that's leaving, Vaparkus, and a minister or some type of royal figure, Nichnas, is coming in, Melavin Esamelech, first you greet the king out, Vacharkach Yotzim Nikras Aparkus, and only afterwards you go and you greet the minister coming in. So too, Shabbos is leaving. Shabbos is compared to the Melech. It's the Gemara in other places that Shabbos is the king. When Shabbos leaves, you greet the Shabbos. You make Havdalah. Once the Shabbos has left, you can then invite Yom Tov in after that with Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Mai Havalah. What's going to be, what's the what do you do when Motzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, a first day Yom Tov, and you have the bracha of Shechayonu called Zman? Shechayonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu la'zman hazeh. So where do you put Zman? Till now we've discussed Yayin and Neir and Avdolah and Kiddush. Where does Shechayonu come in? So Abaya Omar, Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, Neir, Havdalah. Which means that they're following Abaya and Rava. We're about to see, they're both following the very first opinion before that we saw, and that is Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said first Yayin, because it's Todir, and then Moir, and then Havdalah. And no, Rav says Kiddush is first, Yayin, Kiddush, Neir, and Havdalah. So Abaya says that you put the Shechayonu straight after Kiddush. Always Shechayonu is not because of the Shabbos going out. Shechayonu is because of the new Yom Tov. So Rav says you make Yayin and then Kiddush immediately after Kiddush, which is the Kiddush is for the new Yom Tov. You say Shechayonu. And then you do Havdalah after Kiddush. You do Havdalah. So then you do the Neir and the Havdalah. That's called Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, Neir, Havdalah. Rama Va'oma, Rava says no. Rava says that Shechayonu is done right at the end of the whole Kiddush and Havdalah. You say Shechayonu right at the end. Yayin, Kiddush, Neir, Havdalah, and then Zman. V'hilchus Karova, and this is the famous Yaknahaz that we know, the halachas like Rava, that when a first day Yom Tov is after Shabbos, you do Yayin, Kiddush, Neir, Havdalah, Zman. Continues the Gemara of Huna Bar Yehuda, Iklo Lebei Rava. Huna Bar Yehuda chanced, he was visiting the home of Rava on a regular Motzah Shabbos. Aisu Lekamayu, Moir, they brought in front of Rava a candle. Ubesomim, they also brought in front of him some besomim on a regular Motzah Shabbos. Boruch Rava Abesomim, Rava first made the bracha on besomim, Beresha, V'hodor Amoir, and only afterwards made the bracha on the Boire Moire Ho'esh, which is the order that we do it. Omar Le. And when Rav Huna saw what Rava was doing, Rav Huna said to Rava, V'habein b'shamay u'bein b'shilil, Moir Beresha V'hodor Abesomim. I've got a Mishnah where the Mishnah seems to say that the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and both agree that Neir is before Besomim. And so why are you, Rava, doing Besomim before Neir? Umayhi, where is this Mishnah? Ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, in Brochus, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai say, that in the event that you only have one kos, and you need to make Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon, what do we do? So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that you say Neir first. And they both agree that Havdalah is at the end, is the last bracha. The question is, do you say Birchas Hamazon first, or do you say the Besomim first? So Beis Shammai say Neir u'mozoin Besomim v'Havdalah, that the Besomim is after Mozoin, u'Beis Hillel oimrim Neir u'Besomim u'mozoin v'Havdalah, that Besomim is before Birchas Hamazon. But everybody agrees that Neir is first. So why are you, Rava, doing Besomim first? Only Rava Basrei. So Rava answered to Rav Huna and said, V'omer, and he said, Zu divi Reb Meir. That's an anonymous Mishnah. We know anonymous Mishnayos are Reb Meir. Reb Meir understood that that was the Machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Av Reb Yehuda Omer. But we know that Reb Yehuda in the Tosefta argues with Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda says that the Machlekes is different. He says that they both, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, both agree that Birchas Hamazon is first, because you're chayev Birchas Hamazon before you're chayev Havdalah. And they both agree that Havdalah is at the end. The question is, Neir and Besomim, which is first? Lo nechluku b'shamay u'b'silil ala mozin shu b'tchilo, v'al Havdalah shi b'asayif. Al ma nechluku ala moir v'ala besomim. B'shamay u'imrim moir v'achar kach besomim. B'shamay say you first do boir in moir o'esh, and then besomim. U'b'silil u'imrim besomim v'achar kach moir. First you do the bracha of Besomim, and then Boirei Moir Ha'esh, which is exactly what Rava did, and that's what we also do. Continues the Gemara. Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Noagu Ha'om k'Beis Hillel v'Libud Rabbi Yehuda. The custom is to do like Rabbi Yehuda understood Beis Hillel, that you first do Neir and then Besomim. Continues the Gemara. And this is going to be a story with in parts. It means it's going to be quite a long incident this, and the Gemara is going to discuss one by one the various sections of what transpired. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba iklo lebei Rava. Rabbi Yaakov bar Bar Abba was visiting, he chanced Rava on Shabbos. He arrived there on Shabbos. That's where the story starts. It's going to finish on Motzah Shabbos. But it starts on Shabbos. Chazya, they were eating their meal. In the day, it was a day meal. Chazya de Borich Boiri Priagof in Akaso Kamo. They made a brocha on a first kois. It's a discussion whether it's referring to Kiddush or whether it's referring to a Hagofen in the middle of the meal. It's a discussion whether it was a Suda Shlishis, is there Kiddush, is there no Kiddush? That's a different discussion. But either way, he saw that he made a Hagofen at some point when he drank a first kois during or before the Suda. And then afterwards they benched Birchas HaMozin. V'hodar Borich HaKasa de Birchasa. After Birchas HaMozin, they made another Hagofen, which is what we also do. Even though we make Hagofen with Kiddush or when we drink in the meal, after the Birchas HaMozin, we again say Hagofen on the Kois of Birchas HaMozin. So he made the Broch on the Birchas HaMozin, Kois, V'ishti, and he drank it. Omarle, so Rabbi Yaakov said to Rava, Lom locha kulahai. Why do you have to do all this? Why do you have to make again a Hagofen on the Brocha after Birchas HaMozin? Ha-Borich Lon Mar, my master, you Rava, did you not make a Brocha Chod HaZimna once earlier on? So Rava's going to give a couple of answers. Two answers. The first one's going to be challenged. He'll give a different answer. But at this point, Rava answers, Omar Le, Ki Avinon Beresh Gelusa, when I used to go to the Resh Gelusa, Hochi of Dinon, that's what we would do, that's what everybody did. They would make a bracha on the first kois, and afterwards they get another kois, they would make another hagofen. Omer Le, so Rabbi Yaakov said to Rava, by the Resh Gelusa is different. Tinuch be Resh Gelusa, we can understand by the Resh Gelusa, the Hochi Ovid, that that's what they did. The Sofik Maisilon, Sofik Le Maisilon, because when he gave you the first cup to drink, you didn't know you were going to get a second cup, so you only had in mind this one cup, you made Agofen. You afterwards got another cup for Birchas HaMozin, it's like a new cup, you make a new Agofen. Hocha, but over here in your own home, Homonach Kosa Kamon. This Kois of Birchas HaMozin was in front of you, you knew that you were going to say Birchas HaMozin and have a second kois. V'dat on ilaveh. And when you made the first Hagofen, your mind was on the second kois. Why should you have to make a second Hagofen? Omar Le, Sarova answered to Rabbi Yaakov something else. Anoka avdika talmidi derav. We followed the disciples of Rav. Derav Broino v'Rav Chananel. Talmidi derav have, there were two talmidim of Rav, of Broino and Rav Chananel. And they would have a yosvu besudosa. They were sitting by a meal. And Koi Alayu Rabbi Yeva Sava, Rabbi Yeva the elder, he was the shamash, he was serving them. Omerli, Havlon v'nivrach. So they said, he said, let's bench, like what we would say, Rabboisai Nevorich, Rabboisai Mivelin Benchen, for those who say it in Yiddish. They said, that's it, we've decided to close the meal, we're ready to bench. L'soif, then they changed their mind. Omru, and they said, Omruli, afterwards they said to the shamash, the one that was serving them, no, you know, you can, because first they said, that's it, you can stop serving, we're benching. Then they said, actually, no, havlon v'nishti, bring us a cup of wine. Omar luhu. So he said to them, hochi omar rav, he said in the name of Rav, kiven da amritu, since you said havlon v'nivrech, come, let's bench, itzera luchu l'mishti, from that point on, you're not allowed to drink anymore, because it's already as if you've ceased your original bracha, your original intentions. That's it now. The original agofen is over. And now you're not allowed to drink anymore until you bench, and then you make another agofen. Why you have to bench and they couldn't just make a new agofen? That's a discussion in Tosfos and Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We don't need to go into that now. But over here, Rashi and Rashbam, over here in other places, Rashi says differently, but Rashi here seems to say that you have to first bench and then you can make a new hagofen. My time, and what's the reason? Da'asichu da'taychu, because your mind has left, you've distracted yourself from the original hagofen, and therefore you have to make a new hagofen. So that's what Rava told Rabbi Yaakov, the reason that I made a brocha is because once you make Birchas HaMozin, Birchas HaMozin is the end of any previous Brocha Rishayna. You have to make a new Brocha Rishayna. And that's how Rava explained to Rabbi Yaakov why he made the Brocha of Hagofen after Birchas HaMozin. Continues the Gemara. Amemeru Marzutra v'Ravashi. Three Amiroim, Amemer Marzutra v'Ravashi, have a Yosu Basuda, so they were sitting for a regular meal on a regular weekday. V'koyi alayu Rav Acha b'Reid Rava. Rav Acha b'Reid Rava came to them. A Meimer, Boruch al kol kasa v'kasa. Every cup of wine that was given to a Meimer, he would make a new agofen. Umarzutra, Boruch akaso kamo v'kaso basro. Marzutra, he made the brocha, as we saw before with Rava. He made the brocha on the first kois, and did not make a brocha with all the other koises that he was drinking. However, the last kois, the one after Birchas Hamozin, there he made another agofen. Rav Ashi argued and said, no, Boruch akaso kamo, he made a brocha on the very first cup of wine, Vesulei Boruch, he didn't make another agofen. That means even the kois, which is what Rabbi Yaakov assumed when he was challenging Rava, that once you made your agofen, even though you've benched in between, the cup after the Birchas Hamozin does not need a new agofen. Omelu Rav Acher bar Rava. Rav Acher bar Rava was watching this, and he wasn't understanding. You have three Amiroim here, each one did something else. And none command nevad. Who should we follow? So now at least they're going to explain themselves, and then they'll know why they did what they did. Ameimer Omar, Ameimer said, Nimlochano. The reason I made the broch on every kois, really I agree with, says Ameimer, I agree with Marzutra, that the first Hagofen could have pattered all the other wine. But I personally, every time I drink, I only have in mind one cup. That's it. And then I reconsider every time I have a new cup. So every time I have another cup, I reconsider. A reconsider means a new bracha. Nimlochano. Umarzutra Omar. Marzutra says, no, anod ovdu k'talmidei d'Rav. I followed, like we saw before, with the talmidei d'Rav. You make one bracha at the beginning. Until Birchas Hamozin, you don't need another kois. Birchas Hamozin is a hefsek. And after Birchas Hamozin, you need to have another hagofen. Sorry, when that means he follows the Talmid Rav that one hagofen, all the other koises don't need another hagofen. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, "Less hilchasuk Talmid Rav." I don't agree with what happened there with the Talmidim of Rav. I believe, says Rav Ashi, that I have proof that Rav himself held that the fact that I benched is not called a hefsek, and you don't need to make another hagofen on the cup after Birchas Hamozin. Do yontov shechol yis achar Shabbos. Coming back to our topic that we're in initially, if you have Motzah Shabbos, which is yontov, where you make yayin, you first make hagofen, says Rav. Omar Rav, first you make hagofen, then you make kiddush, and then you say neir, and then you say avdolah. You don't make another bracha of hagofen after kiddush before avdolah. Even though you said hagofen before kiddush, and then you interrupted with saying kiddush, which is another brocha, if you interrupted, and nonetheless, you make havdalah, you don't need to make a new hagofen. And the same way that the kiddush doesn't interrupt between the hagofen and the havdalah, so too Birchas Hamozin doesn't interrupt between the hagofen you made on a kois before and the kois afterwards. That is what Rav Ashi maintained. But the Gemara says, Vloihi, he's not right. Why? Because Rav indeed holds, like the Talmidei de Rav, that Birchas Hamozin is a hefsek. However, it's not a contradiction to what he says, Yayin Kiddush Neir Havdolah. Because Hosom, in the case of a Suda, Birchas Hamozin, Okar Daitei Mimishtayo. By making Birchas Hamozin, you're clearly uprooting any intentions of drinking anymore in this meal. You're saying, that's it, my meal is finished. And therefore, the hagofen you made at the beginning is now interrupted. You have to make a new hagofen after Birchas Hamozin. But hocha, in the case of Kiddush and Havdalah, lo yokar daite mimishtayo. On the contrary, you haven't yet drunk at all. You made hagofen. You haven't even drunk yet. You've just made the broch of Kiddush. Of course, you still have in mind to drink. So you say the broch of Neir, and then Havdalah, and then you drink. And therefore, you cannot compare the two opinions of Rav, and therefore the Talmidim of Rav are right, as Ameimar and Marzutra held, that you make one agofen at the beginning, unless you explicitly, like we saw with Ameimar, unless you explicitly had in mind just to drink one cup, you have in mind one agofen, all the koises until Birchas Hamozin. Birchas Hamozin is Hesech Hadas. After Birchas Hamozin, you make another agofen. Continues the Gemara, and now we're continuing our incident with Rabbi Yaakov and Rava. We saw in Omad Aleph that Rabbi Yaakov was visiting Rava, and he saw him make one brocha on the first cup of wine and another brocha after Birchas Hamozin. He questioned him, etc. And now what happened was, okay, they made Birchas Hamozin and they made Agofen, they drank the wine. At some point, it came to Avdolah. Kimote l'Avdolah, Kom Shamei, the Shamash, the servant, the one that was serving them, stood up, v'adlik avuka, and he kindled an avuka, which is a large flame, mishrago, from a smaller flame, from a candle. Omale, Sir Yaakov said to Rava, After Avdolah, when they finished Avdolah, Rabbi Yaakov said to Rava, Lama lacha kulahai? Why was that necessary? You had a candle. Why did your shamash have to kindle from a candle to make a larger flame, an avuka? Homancha shraga. He's got a candle. That should have been enough to make a bracha of Bayre Mayre Oish. Omale, so Rava answered to Rabbi Yaakov, Shama midaita dinafsheka ovid. My servant, he did it on his own accord. I didn't tell him to do that. Omar Le, Rav Yaakov then challenged Rava and said, Eloi Shemir Le Minei Demar, had this Shamash not heard from you, Rava, that that's the right thing to do, Lo Yava Ovid, he wouldn't have done it. Omar Le, so Rava now explained, and the Mefarshim discussed why Rava didn't answer initially the whole truth. But now Rava said to Rav Yaakov, I'll explain it to you. Lo Yisovar Le Mar, do you, Rav Yaakov, not hold that Avuka L'Avdola Mitzvah Mina Muvchar, that it's a mitzvah to have a large candle, one made of a number of flames, a number of wicks, to use that for the Havdalah candle? It's true that we had a single candle with a single wick, but everybody knows that you're supposed to make Havdalah Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh on a larger flame with a number of wicks, and that is what my servant did. Posach V'Omar, and the continuation was, or saying Rabbi Yaakov asked Rava after Avdolah about this incident with the candle, but what nusach, what formula of Avdolah did Rava use? Posach v'Omar, and Rava said the following bracha of Avdolah, but exactly the nusach of Rava's Avdolah we're going to learn in the next shir. It's going to take us into the next sugya.